The bacon's the only thing I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think I know what you're talking about, the hog jaws and all that they'd eat. And,
that reminds me, did you make anything you remember out of the head?
Like hog head cheese. And,
is that right?
I don't remember that in my family. I'm sure that they didn't like you say you got everything, saved everything, but the grunt, so forth, or the whistle, in other words, you ate it all.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think my family must be a little squirmy on those. I have a daughter went to Greece this past summer, and she was telling about a different thing. She wrote it in the form of a diary back, and it was very innocent reading to us. And she's not too squirmy about things, and she said about trying a fish eye, eating a fish eye. Oh, I can't imagine that.
No.
Can you?
No, sir.
But they did, she did, you know?
Yeah, well, takes a good stomach. That's
couldn't do that.
Do you remember any wild hogs being around?
I really don't. I don't remember. And
did you have any thing to do with sheep?
No.
Hello?
This is Mr.
I told your husband that I'm sure you have many talents. But the one that I appreciate most is the ability to give me clear directions. I had no trouble getting out here whatsoever.
I never have been noted for that, I tell you.
Well, I arrived here in no time at all.
You certainly followed him wonderfully well.
Millie, you can do a better job on this, and maybe he won't know things that you remember about back in the expressions we used about anything old. Time is part.
We're on the subject of things that you ate from the hog. Particularly, I mentioned something I've heard about harslet or haslet or hashlet, which would be something made from the organs, and I'm not sure how.
They eat it now, what is it that people used to make them? They congealed from the pig's feet and
sauce. Head cheese.
Have you ever heard of sauce?
Yes, I've heard both of these words now.
Hog's
head cheese or sauce. I'm not sure.
Now, my father liked chitlins, but we never did have them at home. But he would be invited out to chitlins. Well, I think we have had them at home.
We didn't have them too
they
much.
They
more or less have a man would have a supper and have them and they'd drinking with it.
I've been invited out to supper.
Yeah.
We did always have a sausage or something else to eat. You couldn't go to chitlins.
I see. The Safeway. Did you ever hear of a blood pudding?
You
did make that?
I have heard of it. I never did.
But you don't make it?
No.
I don't think in this part of the country we did much.
Well, out in the hill section they did.
They
some.
Did. Well, I don't.
That liver, would they call it liver pudding? Is that?
Blood pudding, some of them call it.
Is that right?
That's the biggest joke of all, isn't it? I was just telling Dr. Chris about Mayor France writing about eating that fish eye.
Mm-hmm. In Greece,
No blood,
Mr. West. Oh, brother.
Well, really, it is when you get it from a steak drippings. You know, you've been eating that.
Yes, that's
and
is that really what you mean?
That's
brother,
what he's
that don't
about.
Say anymore.